You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi, everyone. My name is AJ, and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mons, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Magulis.
Oh, that's how we should start. We should talk about your Thrones jersey. Your Thrones journey.
Mm-hmm. If only we weren't live already and people were just watching you babble.
Hi, people. And hello, summoners. Welcome to another Pulse Pounding.
Talk,
lightning inducing.
Oh yeah.
Tower ascending. Episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the holder of undreamt dreams. Aztec Olmec. But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the 6-star crazed Lightstar 777 with me.
Well, thank you for that. First and foremost, hello, Nelly. Hello out there in the chat. How you doing? Of course, Aztec, how are you doing? First, holder of undreamt dreams.
What's going on, Nelly? You gotta shout out Nelly the God because
Nelly,
he's godlike. I am, for the first time in a long time, a little frustrated with myself, with my own account and the units that I have that are just not built, not runes, not... I'm a bad summoner. Like, I have summoned some really good...
Oh, I'm sorry. He is a bad summoner, folks.
I'm sorry for the rant, but I'm like, I was just kind of, because we want to do some 2v2 and, you know, of course we have topics, but I'm looking through, like, my deck is what I call all of my units, and I'm like, I have some top tier units. Yes, I do not have any of LD Nat 5s, but I have some top tier RTA units, and they're riding the bench, man. It's like, that's like benching Steph Curry for George Mirasan.
Yeah.
It's not.
I mean, that would have been like the 90s dream team at the Olympics being like, you know what, Jordan? You're cocky. Sit down. Sit down. We don't need you.
Yo, I am. I don't know. So we're just going to, I mean, for fun and for giggles, I'm just going to, we're going to go through a couple of units on my account and just why. Why are they not built? Why are they not 6-star? Why are they not ruined?
Tell me why.
You know. Like crazy.
In traditional format, your bird is no longer flapping its wings. So
of course it would.
It is working. But you know what is life without adversity? Whereas in my account, you have to scroll quite a bit till you get past my obsession for 6-starring. yeah, like almost. Everything in my normal monster box is 6-starred because, you know, I have a problem.
No, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to 6-star units. You know, you're supposed to use them to their best potential. You know. Oh, also, right? I'm going to summon my light Neostone.
Just that is something we are going to talk about.
You know... Yeah, if you don't have, like, runes or if you don't have, you know, the resources, should you really be, you know, 6-starring? I don't know. I think it's a good idea. I think it's just something to do, which is kind of cool. So if you do happen to get your runes, if you do happen to get, you know, the resources that you need to, you know, it's just a good idea. You know, especially units that you're going to use, like, you know, Lightstar and I want to get into some RTA, and I have some, like, I don't know. I'm just going to let the people judge. I'm going to summon my Light Neostone, just, you know, to complete the whole trial.
I'm actually summoning my Dark and my Light right now because, you know, I never bothered to do that for either of them.
You know what? That's totally, totally fine. Guaranteed lightning-tastic episode because we are getting lightning, even though we knew we were going to get lightning. And just to bring up your point, I think the unawakened version, especially of the Neo Stone Fighters, look way better than their awakened forms.
You know, and we all know that feeds into my thing about, you know, why can't we just choose the transmogrify to the unawoken version if we wanted? Like, it's not like you're having to rewrite code. It's all still there. You have things visually that would tell people in RTA that they're awoken. Like, heck, put an A on it.
Yeah.
Like, and how many monsters don't get awoken for some reason? Like, there's maybe three. So really, it's a juvenile problem that we shouldn't even be worrying about. Because if somebody didn't awaken theirs, and they're going up against you in RTA, you're probably going to, you know, as Nelly likes to say, smack them cheeks! So, anyhow. Yes. But we also are going to talk about Aztec's progress with his towers, and we are going to talk a little bit about something that happened in Genshin, and also about that system and why I would not care about the same system being in Summoner's War.
Also,
TBH.
Clap, clap. A topic that you put on a while ago that we kind of didn't get to is I definitely want to theory craft what the next 2A, you know, the second awakening unit's going to be. We haven't had a second awakening unit in some time, you know, in a while. I think so. I want to just do some spitballing, some theory crafting of who, you know, Lightstar would like to see and who I'd like to see on the list of second awakening, you know, units. So, yeah, we're going to do that too.
Bark for Tark. Little preview.
Shout out to Evan because he made that hashtag bark for Tark. Yeah, I mean, Tark would honestly be a pretty good tool. Do you want to just
no
start with that, or
no,
do you want to like
no do get through nonsense? This? Tell them that. Anyways, we're also going to talk about possible RTA teams that Aztec might use. We are going to talk a little bit about Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings. So we will put up the red alert when we are going to discuss this. We will revisit the whole 6-star/rune regret motif again.
Yeah,
do that. Definitely. So, Señor Aztec, where would Donde está tu Vamar?
Let's just get it over with. Let's roast my account really, really badly.
Okay, I'm predicting you're showing me something.
No,
it's really cool.
just wow. On.
Wow, I'm going into your account, but I'll only be able to see what's on your,
yeah, which is fine. Now, mind you, I removed runes from pretty much all my units in order to re-rune them for, you know, various reasons. Also, you know, I plan to get some advice from you folks in our Discorderlies and such like that. I'll post a couple of units that I have.
I have to stop the repeat battle.
Oh.
Because while that's going on and I'm not doing anything with it, apparently I can't visit your island while something automated is happening.
Right.
Okay. In the homeland. You can see the disdain in my voice, yes?
Roasting.
You know what? That's not a half bad rune though, huh? No. You know what? If we're gonna be irritated, I'm liking this rune a little bit.
HP crit rate, it's just
shy of every stat by 1 point.
Yeah. That's rare.
It could be an okay rune with some love. Alright, where were we? Community.
Yep.
Friend. all the way at the bottom, I think you were. There we go. Now I can visit you. Because that automated process is over. All right. Let the roasting begin. Okay, I mean, you got Xihao. Who could go wrong with Xihao? That's not why we're in your account, is it?
No, Xihao's cool. Actually, pretty useful, you know, just for mobs and stuff like that.
Okay, so just right off the bat. You have Chengpeng, like the RTA unit of all RTA units right now, and you haven't even gotten him to 40 yet. No. You don't have any yellow rainbow Angelmon
that I can throw at him.
That you could have just like pitied this poor man and made him 40.
Horrible. Now,
then, let's go to the next one of the most desired RTA units of late. Water Ryu.
Carl, look at this. This is
level 27.
This is beyond horrible. And
poor guy.
It's not like I just summoned him because you can't get the, you know, Ryu skins anymore. So I've had him for all this time. Just
level 20 Poseidon, and he doesn't have a single rune.
Well, I took all the runes. So that was the first disclaimer. I took the runes off of everybody just to re-rune.
Unawoken Chimera.
Still 5-star, not even 6-star.
5-starred Zyros.
Jokes.
Unawakened.
Just hanging out.
Another still Chimera.
Still sleep. Another kind.
And again, Mephisto. My. Oh my god.
Comedy.
Okay, I watched a battle that Rashiboshi. Like, this one's going to upset me, okay?
Yes. Oh, Rashiboshi. It all upsets you. It all should.
It does. That was a trick question. You're right. But, Rashiboshi shared an arena replay with me the other day, where he used the Wind Cannon Girl and devastated this team. Like, hold on,
is he watching now? Rashiboshi, if you're watching this comic nonsense that is my account, please chime in. Comic nonsense that is my account. Jokes. This is my alt account. This is just for I'm just kidding. JK on the JK.
Wow, I mean, both of your homunculus, not even built yet.
Nope.
Not even skilled up.
No.
Are they still basic? Like, you didn't even, like, them the abilities?
Didn't do anything.
Oh, here we are again. Odin. Like, yeah, nobody wants Odin. Nah. I mean, with that guy, who cares, right?
Nope.
War 616, what up? We are roasting my friend's account right now.
Roast.
Oh, look, we got the devil cat. She's about to eat you. I saw her look at you with a side-eye glance like, I'm going to eat you now.
Yes.
That was what she was about to do. wow. Carcano and Dragunov, not 6-starred.
Wow. Nope.
That one pains me. I mean, your favorite character in this game, CGA, and
hanging out at 5-star, Comedy Central,
and you didn't even want to give CGA any of your Devilmon.
Nope.
The tears I cry for your account.
Why would I mean? Honestly, I have enough samurai.
Hold on, I notice you're hiding something from me that you know. You shouldn't be. Yeah, why are you sleeping on those units? Yes. You are hiding something from me, though, that I wanted to
You
for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This cat has an Oki nose. He's got an Oki nose. He's got Oki nose, Water Ryu, Chengpeng.
I could have got ridiculous, teams.
Tiana, right? Tiana, that's the Wind Polar Queen.
Yep.
Like, these are like some of the units people use to march to the highest echelon, like, of this game.
Yep.
Just this cat, out. He won't even awaken some of these MFs. So, you're like, get over into the corner! So you stayed there! Think about what you did!
So this is what I call setting a benchmark. This is what I like to do. Now, it's totally out in the open that all these units need work. So now, as... Now we see the progression that's necessary. So, we're gonna use this date. What's today's date? The 17th? As a benchmark date to see how long it takes me to get these units up and running and have a halfway decent RTA team. Let's today is
a... or said that your account was better off being sold.
That's why it's a roast. You have to seriously, like, to someone that would actually get these going. Yeah, been playing for a minute.
Wow.
Let the roasting commence. Oof.
Have you still never made your Chikaru team?
Nope. Chikaru is...
Oh my god. You haven't even gotten a single triple S in one of the Rift Raid
before? Probably not.
Whoa, buddy! Buddy, you're painting me on this one.
Yeah, this is the point.
No, this one hurts. This hurts a lot. I can't. I've extracted myself from looking at your account now. I'm so sorry. Let's see. So, what you need to do, you need to build Okinos. You need to finish off Chungpung.
Right.
You need to build your Wing Cannon Girl. You have a Molong somewhere, right?
Somewhere in there, hanging out.
Yeah, so the team that Rashiboshi used was Wusa, Fran, the Wind Cannon Girl,
right?
Molong and Diana, and then Diana got banned,
right?
So Molong, Wusa, Fran, and the Wind Cannon Girl destroyed a Chao, Anival, Chilling, and what's his name? The Wind Bison equivalent. I'll have to find him real quick. He sits in my account, so I know he's here in my Wind section. Karnal is the fire one.
The fire one, right.
Sagar! That's right. Sagar! But yeah, wow. I weep for your account a little.
Oh, yeah. I do every day. I do.
So tell our listeners, how is your progress on your towers? Any max level towers yet? Oh. Are you doing everything one at a time? What is...
I'm definitely doing the speed one first. I think that's 17, I believe. But, yeah.
Do you just have, like, mountains of arena points sitting around, or...?
Yeah, right. Not... we'll say no to that. I have to farm arena. I have to get points. I gotta get the towers going. Let's put it this way. I have so much to do in this game, especially if I want to do RTA stuff. Runes? Yeah, I have some runes that are halfway decent. But definitely have to get everyone situated. I mean, I have teams upon teams. There's no reason why I can't, like, knock out RTA. But that's what you guys are here for, to help me out getting everything situated. Now,
if you want to look at it this way, Aztec Olmec wants to be the community's passion project. please help this man.
Help this man do things that he should be doing already.
Yeah. Yeah. So War616 brings up a good point. Are you still in farming mode on your arena? Like, do you set a weak defense so that
can so I get revenge? Raided and such like that and get revenged?
How do you still not have a max tower when all of mine are maxed?
Good question.
Everyone. All of them.
You're a good guy. You care about your account the way I should care about my... But yes, passion project for the community. Get this account halfway decent at that's the goal. So just from seeing the units that you saw, what teams could I kind of roll off the what teams can I create and concentrate concentrate on?
I mean, pretty much like 90% of the team would be all the things you haven't built yet. So Chung Pung definitely should be part of your team. Tiana, I mean, I would definitely say is great. If you do Tiana Oki, basically you're going to get out ahead of either team because of their base speed. So as long as you rune them well, like one of them will be an instant ban, so it doesn't matter which, because you should be fine. And then you have I mean, God, you have so many great things. All being neglected.
Oh, all
the time. I don't know. Those would be my top things. I mean, Zyros is good, but like I think you have other things that could work just as well or better than that. Yeah, so War says Oki, Carnal, Molong, Wusa. You don't have a Pioneer, do you?
No,
he doesn't have a Pioneer. I have all of those except Okinos. So I only have Triton, right? Triton, that's the wind.
Right.
Wind
Sea Emperor, right.
Sea Emperor, yeah. So that's one I have. Yeah, Triton. There he is, and all his never gets used by anybody glory. Yeah, but like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you got to think about, if you don't believe you will get the first turn, you have to look at... yeah, so he says you could do Juno, Carnal, Molong, and Wusa. See, I'm gonna screenshot that, because that's totally a great idea for a team for me. So you know, I will take that and run to the bank with that. War 616. My poor Juno, poor girl, neglected a lot.
Oh, I think I have two Junos just hanging out.
See, I mean, my Juno's not bad. Plus 19,000 HP when I haven't really tried. She's on Despair Nemesis, so. Wow, she's got 5-star runes? I really haven't cared about her. Let's go see if we can increase these real quick. So, HP? You just keep talking. I'm totally listening.
No, I can tell. I can so tell. So, yeah, those are the two teams I'll focus on. Get those built and see how far they can take me in art. Thank you, War. Appreciate it. See, this is the whole point of having a community, is to help each other do stuff that's fun. Good times. Good times. What do you want to do? Just to. Do you want to talk Shang-Chi, or do you want to talk
Civilization? No. Let's do it. So, honestly, it's been out so long. I even resent that we're going to put up the red alert for spoilers.
You might as well.
We're going to do it. So here's the thing. It's about to be 8:25 EST. At that moment, we are going to start talking for 3 minutes and no longer about Shang-Chi. So we are going to do a sprint here.
Right.
You know, let's make it 5 minutes, just to be on the safe side. So 8:25 to 8:30, you know, just don't. Okay? Just don't. And then come back. Then come back and we'll be done. We'll have gotten it out of our system. So here we go. I'm going to put the alert up so that we're ready when 8:25 kicks by. Okay? Let's see. Here we go. All right. So, first and foremost, absolutely love that they got Tony Leung. As a fellow, you know, Kung Fu file of those movies and, you know, Hong Kong cinema, I know that you love Tony Leung as well, so you know, that was great.
Yes, it was.
I love Simulu. I have watched Kim's Convenience, and I thought he was hilarious in that. So I enjoyed that it was him. Awkwafina is a treasure on this planet. Love Noralum. You know, if you randomly come across this podcast, like, love you, girl.
She was
just so funny, and she's so great. And I know you have not seen Raya and the Last Dragon.
Not yet. There seems to be a lot of Awkwafina on Disney Plus.
which is great. Cannot get enough. I loved the visual, the art style. I loved so much about it. I thought they did really well. I loved that they kind of took some of the less, you know, noble things that grew out of the time it was in, when, yes, you know, the absolutely. Fu Manchu and all these kind of, like, you know, things like that were talked about.
It was excellent. I mean, right. I love the fact that the Mandarin was in it, and then, you know, he kind of, like, broke it down. He was like, oh, yeah, everyone's afraid of of an orange. You know what I mean? Yep. So, yeah, they definitely addressed it. It was excellent. You know, I don't know. It was just altogether good. It gave me a little shot of hopium for the MCU, because, I mean, we'll talk Eternals when you actually go and see it, but man, this was well, I'm glad I watched this after Eternals, so I'm a little bit more hopeful. But yeah, it was overall very good. You know, and of course the you know, the end credits scene sets up. Oh, and Wong was oh man, like, I don't know, man. I love the fact that they're using characters that are, like, you know, side characters in, like, as cameos and other
movies. Are you saying Death Dealer was a cameo? Come on now. Come on. Death Dealer, he was no cameo.
But yeah, I liked I was happy to see Wong in Shang-Chi. It was,
oh my god, yes. Wong's awesome cameos were
I don't know. This was excellent.
I also love that, you know, where they normally say, you know, I mean, the stereotype that, you know, Asian women could be bad drivers. And they basically had, like, you know, Awkwafina's character be a gearhead that, yes, you know, loved driving cars. Like, I was really good at it. I love that. I just...
The bus scene was hands down probably my favorite scene. You know, Awkwafina driving the bus. And actually having to let Shang-Chi in. Into that scene. He was like, tell me, like, go on, let me in. He was like... Mm. Awesome, yeah.
I mean... And I get that, you know, they probably rigged it up and everything else, but just visually, it was just
out of
even
world.
That scene alone was so well shot. Yep. Like, the way they did, like, I mean, again, like so many of those old kung fu movies that I know you and I love, where, like, they were just, like, going down the train and, like, you know, you're watching as they go, and, like, you know, the bus where, like, they start at the front and they're fighting their way backwards. Yep. Like, from outside the bus. I loved that. I loved how they shot it. I loved the music. I loved the audio thing. And for me, that scene during the battle with Morris and the actor playing the Mandarin.
Yeah.
That killed me. Like, hey, just acting. Come on, lay down here. That killed me. Definitely. I could not help but laugh. It was so good. Last thoughts before we go back to our regular scheduled program already in progress?
Not really. I'm just interested in how they're going to expand on the whole, you know, Ten Rings, because they're older than, you know, about 1,000 years. So let's see what happens by way of any, you know, mentions in other MCU stuff.
All right, well, that was fun. That was a fun diversion. Anywho, I hear Han Solo died in that one. Weird.
What?
It's always my joke about spoilers is, you know, because it's been so long since Han Solo bit the big one. Like, you know, I'll just say, like, oh, I hear Han Solo died in that one. Yeah, never mind. Anyways. I'll just be over here.
I'll be over here. Anyway, let's see. Genshin stuff really quick. How's your Genshin luck been? We also play other games besides Summoner's War. But
thank you. War 616 enjoyed my joke, so there we go.
Good. That's as long as someone
long as someone thinks I'm hilarious, that's all I need. Mwah. So my Genshin luck, in a word, was terrible. There's Yep. Afraid so. Afraid it so, has to be so.
Currently, the banner character is Hu Tao. I know Ken is definitely trying to roll for her. And and also explain the pity system so that others may understand why why it turned out so terrible.
So the pity system in Summoner's War essentially lets you
Genshin Impact.
I'm getting very distracted. I'm going to stop with these runes because I can't find what I need right now anyways. So in Genshin, you have a pity system where every 90 summons, you're guaranteed to get a 5-star. Now, there's 3 different banners. There's the temporary banner, which are like exclusive characters that they only release every now and then.
Right.
Then there's the permanent banner, which is like, you know, a couple 5-stars, but none that anybody really wants. Like, they give you the junky ones just to say they're giving you them. And then there's a weapon banner. So each of these has its own pity system. So if you're doing the main character banner, you have a 50-50 chance of just getting some random 5-star character.
Right.
Or getting the banner character, which I wanted, which was Hu Tao. So I lost that luck, as it happened. And I definitely got the batter part of it. Got a dupe for a character that I don't really use that often anymore. Now, I know I have seen it bantered about that people have said previously that they might want a pity system in Summoner's War.
No.
And as unpopular as this is going to sound, I would not want anything like that. For the following reason. One, in a game like Genshin, you can get away with it because there are so many fewer characters, really.
Exactly.
This Summoners War
32 perhaps?
Yeah, something like that. Summoners War already, I feel, is exceedingly generous with the 5-stars that you get for free just for playing the game. So, I mean, think about it. Like, if you're in a guild, you're guaranteed to get all 3 attributes of the Ifrit eventually.
Right.
So that's 3 5-star characters right there. You have like the event coins, so you could get the light Ifrit as well. So that's a 4th. Right. So that means, you could get all 5 Ifrit. Like, so that's 5 5-stars right there. Right.
And then of course just the fusion units.
One family. Then you have all the other fusion units that are 5-star. But you also have the dark, vampire lord.
Yep.
Like, he's another 5-star that you can get just by playing. And then the, what do they call it? The Ken. What is the Ken? The, the fire. I'll have to check that out, Brawl Stars. What platform is it on? Yes, Vampire. But I gotta go look this up because it's going to bother me. He's in my storage defense force, so this will not take long. Of course I put this on the wrong thing by monster and okay, I just have to move him because I can't figure out what his name was. Yeah, but I'm trying to remember what the name of the 5-star not Street Fighter version is for that. What were they?
Shadow Claw.
Shadow Claw, that's right. Okay. Didn't
even have to look.
I did.
Yeah, the Shadow Claw.
It took me forever.
Yes.
So the Shadow Claw. So, I mean, you're looking at, like, almost 10 of, like, what are legitimately some of the best monsters in the game. Like, you know, I've said it before. A couple years ago, there was, you know, Veramos was one of the most used characters in the, you know, the Summoner's War Championship. So, I mean, it just goes to show you that they are trying as best they can to keep these characters relevant and keep them going. And, you know, I mean, that's rare. And, I mean, so I mean, I feel like their pity system is, like, I mean, we've done the research, and with about 125 scrolls, like normal scrolls, you're pretty much guaranteed you're going to get a 5-star eventually, whether it's a good one or not. The fact that they give you basically the same thing that you get on that banner in Genshin, except you still have the choice. I don't know. It's, to me, that's, like, it's just a system I don't think would work here. I mean,
it really
wouldn't. We do get pity. I mean, honestly, the only place I wish there was a pity system would be in the Light and Dark Scrolls. And really, that's only because they're so much harder to come by. Definitely. I wish they weren't worse odds than the normal scrolls. Because I think I did the math, and it's like 250 scrolls to guarantee a
L&D?
A L&D 5-star.
Right.
So, I mean, if you think about that, if you get the 3 packs a month, let's say, and you get the Light and Dark Scrolls from both sides of the tower, let's just say, and then you get the one from the monthly. Let's say you don't buy any doublers or anything, so that's what, 6 a month, right? Which means 250 would take you, what, like 40 months or so?
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, months. Doing the quick math, that's like 3.5 years to get one nat 5.
Yep.
That's a little excessive.
That's, like, kind of crazy.
And I mean, and again, don't get me wrong, I get it. But, like, at the same time, it's like, if you saved up that much to do it, like, I don't know, like, just the fact that you could do that and then you could get a dupe kills me. It's like my feelings about the triple S ratings and getting 4-star runes.
Yeah.
I hate it. I think it's one of the stupidest things ever. I'll definitely check out that Brawl Stars. That's sounds interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I definitely think...
No, I mean, with subtle tweaks, I think Summoner's War, you know, honestly, it's pretty good. Their summoning rates are, I'd love for them to change the L&D summoning rates, but I don't think that's happening. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, because they would have to nudge the other one.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it is for the big whales, L&Ds, aren't they?
Absolutely.
I just wish, if anything, I wish you could make a list. You know, like the 7-year scrolls,
exactly.
I wish you could make a light and dark list.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
like, even if just that, like, if I could narrow down, like, keep it a shit chance, you know? Pardon my language. But seriously, keep it that, like, horrible, horrible 1 in 250 chance. But let me at least dictate that when that 1 in 250 happens, that I'm going to get one of, like, 5 monsters I really want.
Yeah.
You know?
Because
I mean, like, how many people have gotten them, and then it's, like, the frumpiest 5-star L&D monster you could possibly have ever gotten? Like,
frumpy?
It's frumpy AF, yeah.
hysterical. But yeah, I mean, think about it. We've had, what, 4 or 5 different new scrolls? So that's entirely possible. I think, if you, you know, contact your contacts that come to us and say, you know, I need this taken care of, you know, ASAP, so we can all benefit from it.
You know that if that happens, it's going to be a paid scroll.
Yeah. Yeah, most likely.
War616 says he wishes the Toas scroll would always be in at 5. Yeah, that would be great, but, like, if you think about that, yeah. I mean, not that I disagree with the Toa heroic being tough and challenging, but there are enough people that it's not really that much of a challenge. Like, you know, I mean, I'm not bragging, but, like, I can pretty much march through most of Toa heroic with one team, and I only have to switch it up for a couple floors, so... I mean, it wouldn't really be fair that people like that will always be getting a flood of Nat 5s, like, even if they're dupes, because right. then they're going to have blessings, and they're going to get less and less dupes, and then they're going to have pretty much every light and dark monster in the game, and then the game will be completely unbalanced. So, while, yes, I agree with the sentiment that, you know, I would love it, I understand the justification for the rates, I just... makes me sad. Me and my only 44 saved up so far makes us sad.
Now remember, by the time your birthday swings around, it'll probably be twice that.
No, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's not as far away as you think. It's only 4 months, so at our rate, that'd only be 24 more scrolls, so that's not double.
So, pause. I gotta give a big shout out to DSC Justin. He just jumped in on YouTube. So, what's going on?
DSC!
So, appreciate you watching, definitely. just asking if you saw the roast of my account.
And if not, go back and enjoy it. Enjoy all the things this lucky SOB has that he insultingly doesn't even like build. He's just like, nah, Oki, you can go sit in the corner and think about what you did.
Jordan,
Chung-Pung,
you
Chung
sit on the bench. Kevin Durant, bench. George Murison, come on up.
Am I toxic? I am a little toxic occasionally. I mean, come on, Nelly. Side with me on this one. He's got every monster somebody wants, pretty much. Every one of them, almost. And he hasn't built them. Has not built them.
Nope.
That's insane. I want to give him packs for the 5-star rainbow mons, just so this cat will build these things.
I will always accept packs.
No, because I know what you'd do. You'd buy a scroll pack, and then you wouldn't get the 5-star packs, and then I'd be mad at you. And
you've already predicted this.
I am so happy for. Okay, you know what? Nelly says I shouldn't ish on you, so I love you, and I hope you excel with the characters that you have been given in this game.
This was totally on purpose. I needed the kind of motivation to get my account in order, to get my affairs, my Summoner's War affairs, because everything else is actually going pretty well. But yeah, so this is exactly what I needed, you know, a little bit of motivation to get better. So it's totally cool, and it's a game, you know what I mean? So. It's so.
Well, you should have seen when we played Madden. About toxic. Oh,
now that was so brilliantly toxic.
We were
that
so competitive.
So
we
much were, fun.
We yeah. like. I'm surprised our friendship survived those years of us playing together.
But,
it was
DOA 3, you know, Dead or Alive 3, Madden. I don't even know which Madden, but we were so
So competitive.
Oh, shout out to you, Justin. Aztec's Pokedex game is strong.
Yes, his Pokedex game is...
And that's where it stops. If I got all those units getting through it, my RTA game would be stronger. Strong.
You'd probably get outsped since your tower's not maxed, but good, that's point. A problem for another
but
time.
But that's not even a, you know... That's down the horizon. But very, very cool. What's up?
It is 7 o'clock, but real quick,
yeah.
We were talking about, like, and this is kind of what we were talking about, but, you know, the thing is, like, what I find is I have trouble finding good runes for everything I have.
Gotcha.
And...
Common
for
problem.
A while, I was only accepting legend runes, and I was like getting rid of everything else. So if it was like, you know, pink, I was like, nah. But I have since regressed that, and if the three stats are three stats I want, like we're talking speed, crit damage, crit rate, like I'll probably take a chance on it and hope I can rune out whatever horribleness happens on the fourth stat and, you know, make it a halfway decent rune, because there are gaps in my rune sets that do need to be filled in, like, and so I guess that's my thing. Like, I won't accept any five star rune at all anymore. Like, I'm trying to upgrade to six or better, and that's it. But definitely my account has suffered at the hands of my my campaign towards the horizon of six starring everything I can get my hands on.
It's all good. I would rather you six star things ad nauseum than have good units and not use them. I.e. this guy.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I six star them and then I also don't use them. You see, that's the problem. I build them and then I'll be like, oh, this is a character that everybody wants and everybody uses in RTA. Then I'll use it in RTA and like I'll get shut down like nobody's business, and I'm like, what am I doing wrong? And then like I'll go and I'll watch some matches and I'm like, but I'm doing everything right, and then I'll still get slapped, and then I'm like, oh, it's probably my rune quality and also I just suck. But, you know, it's one of those two things, at least. So, but I do need to... Like, that is my passion project. Is I definitely need to get my RTA a game together, because I truly believe with the monsters I have as it stands,
and
I should have no problem progressing.
You have
actually have good things.
Seriously. Like, rune-wise.
Yes, it is not a nat 5 if I keep it in the storage defense for... Speaking of which, War, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but my Leo was my very first five-star unit I pulled back in the day. And I six-starred him 2 months ago, I think, about, wasn't it? About 2 months
ago? About 2 months ago, right?
I've been playing for about 3 years or more now, but that was how long it took me to actually decide he was worth... six starring, even though he's great. I knew he's great intellectually. I've known he's great all along, but like much like Galleon, I look at him and I'm like, well, what good does it do me to go first with only one unit if every other unit they have is going to outspeed me? So, you know, I don't know. That's where I was at, because I mean, but then it all comes down to base speed. Anyways, we're getting off subject. Hey, we should summon things.
Let's summon some stuff. And in exclusive summoning news, we have no one I actually...
Nothing.
No one I want. Nope.
Yep. I would only want the Water Sea Emperor.
Yep.
But I think I'm going to wait because... what is it? 1 week? Yeah, next week is Triana.
Yes.
The Wind Polar Queen, and I would very much want her. I was lucky enough to pull the Fire Unicorn, so maybe in 2 weeks, if I have some extra, I'll do that. But then Chiwu, the Water Pioneer, in 3 weeks, and Barbara, the Water Beast Rider. So I have a lot of things I could potentially...
Pioneer.
Yeah, Wind Pioneer, the... right? Chiwu, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you said Water Pioneer. That's all.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Wind Pioneer. I have the Water Pioneer.
Yes, you do.
Oosa. He is part of that problem I talked about where I don't know where I should fit him into my whole thing. But Pungback. That's right. That's his name. It's not Chiwu. Chiwu is the fire one.
Yes.
Pungback. Hey, Rashi Boshi. You missed it. I talked about your video, and I, in a loving and caring, friendly way, roasted Aztec's account for him.
On top of it. And you know what? I think I'm going to keep those two friendship scrolls. Just cause.
Oh, I'm not ever summoning those.
Yeah, I have three, but I want to keep two. Just because.
Yeah, I have two and they're never getting used.
And I'm going to actually use my SWC 2021 scroll. Ooh.
You did tell me a defense to try, War, and I'm definitely going to... Yes, Christina was stupidly good in your video, Rashi Boshi. I told Aztec.
Yes, it was.
When we were gently roasting his account with a flamethrower, I mentioned how your Christina basically just cleaned that team off the map and how great it was. So beautiful.
Inspiration for my Christina.
But yeah, but I sent him the video so he can enjoy that. He'll see that.
I'll just put it on our Discord so everyone can check it out.
You may want to edit the end where I had to scroll and turn the thing. I didn't do that. Make sure you edit the video.
Thanks. More editing work. Anyway, let's do some summoning. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready to be disappointed 8 times in a row.
Excellent. So 3.
Wait, what was it? I have to ask RNGesus. RNGesus, please give me a Chung Pung. RNGesus, please give me a Jameer.
Oh, terrible.
RNGesus, please give me a Chiwu. Okay, cool. We're good. Oh, and a Beast Monk.
3, 2, 1, and summon, summon. Summon, summon.
You know, not for nothing, but like, I've been thinking about the fact that, you know, I kind of miss that we were tracking, at least for my own edification, just so I knew whether I should even get my hopes up when summoning, or much like this time, it'll be 8 very sad summons and nothing. You know?
Well, honestly, we did get lightning when we summoned our Neostone fighters. Oh, wow.
Look at this. I have 87 Epcon Priests just in my Summon Monster Sealed Shrine.
That is frightening.
53 werewolves. Water werewolves, anyways. Yeah. I have things in that shrine.
That you
and
do.
Stuff, too.
So far, Wind Sky Dancer, Fire, Kung Fu Girl.
Nice. You've gotten lightning twice. That tracks.
Well, it's going to be about 3 times once I pop my SWC scroll.
Wonder what you'll get.
I wonder what I'll get too. Do you want to, like, kill the suspense and see if I can do this thing? Let's do this thing.
Sure.
So 3, 2, 1, and SWC 2021 scroll. Well, definitely got lightning. And definitely got a fire barbarian king, which I did not have before.
Nice.
Very cool. Very, 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 very cool. Who we shouting out this week, bud?
You know what? I'm going to shout out, you know, Nelly the Good.
Absolutely.
War616, yes. Rashi Boshi, all my peeps hanging out over on Twitch watching. And, of course, all of the Discorderlies.
DSC Justin, of course. You all.
DSC Justin over there on YouTube checking us out.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And, you know, of course, your account, may she smolder forever.
Or maybe she may get super, super awesome one day.
I believe the term is May your account get swole. Get swole.
Definitely gotta shout out the wife. Her gamer tag is Leo and Danny. She helps and loves and supports this guy. And she pulled a light polar queen because she's freaking awesome. You know. But yeah, definitely wanna shout out. Love you, hun. Nanu Nanu, whatever. definitely want to shout out DSC
Nanu,
Justin.
Nanu.
Yeah, cool. I'm working Windy. I know that is like an ancient reference. Ancient, but man, one of my favorite shows.
Did you see the light polar queen?
Yep. Definitely. Who else am I shouting out? DSC Justin, of course. Rashi Boshi for, you know, or some of our new viewers who gave me some pretty good teams with the nonsensical amount of good units I have. Oh!
Nonsensical.
Saturday is going to be the New York Anime Fest. I'm going to go there and hang out. I'm pretty sure Genshin has a booth, you know, pavilion they may have, so I'll be over there hanging out. New York Anime Fest. I'll be there Saturday. Come hang out. Get your anime on.
So Rashi Boshi only built his Christina the night before he sent me that video, and then he went 5-1 when he was able to draft her with it. So yeah. Hot damn.
Amazing.
And yeah, Lonia looks insane, and wow, we need to talk about, like, you gotta tell me when she's built her, and where she uses her, things like that. Like, absolutely. That'd be really cool to know, so.
Yeah, maybe if she gets over some of her shyness, she'll actually come on the show and tell you herself. Great. It'll be awesome. Mm-hmm. But she is super shy, which is... You know, only on stream.
Oh, no, that's why I figure you can be her proxy and you can just find out. I must know, what is behind... No, I can't. I'm going to keep
what
it.
What is behind...
No, I just see the silhouette of it and I'm just... I've been fascinated this whole time about it.
I will tell you offline.
I figured.
I mean, honestly, it's not anything insane. It's my steamer. But it has a hanger on it, so it looks very like something's trying to kill me through the green screen. I noticed that a couple of times. I was like, "What is? Oh, because it looks like it's like, you know, person height." So, but yeah, instead of like ironing every day, I just steam stuff. I just hang it up and steam. It's awesome. It's great.
I love that. That's awesome. That strange creature aside,
Well, everybody, you know, thank you for watching. We have new episodes of the podcast on Saturday. We stream Lightstar 777 Gaming on Wednesday nights EST, MRGTSW on YouTube, MRGTSW on Instagram, MRGTSW on Reddit, MRGTSW on Facebook. MRGTSW@gmail.com is our email, at Rancher's Guide on Twitter. And last but definitely not least, Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe on the Discord.
Check out our link tree.
So you have to do it now just because he said it in his very authoritative voice. Gotta do it. Well, that wraps it up for us. Thank you for the roast. It's going to be the motivation that I need to get better. And that's what all of us want to do in everything is get as good as possible as we possibly can. So I know it's all out of love, so no hard feelings, of course.
Yes. I love you. I love all the monsters you have in your box.
Right back at you, man.
Building.
Everybody, live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.